Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Chevalier Mortgage. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit dnvrmortgage.com, where you can get signed up for a free consultation and to discuss all of your options, as well as get free DNVR merch. Check it out today. I'm sure you've heard about the great mortgage rates out there right now, but Mike and Virginia are not your typical mortgage company. Yes, they do have the phenomenal rates, but what makes them different is that Mike is a certified financial planner and looks at so much more than just rate when designing your home loan. Plus, they're a small family-owned company, just like us here at DNVR, so you'll always feel like a person and not a number. Again, head on over to dnvrmortgage.com and check them out today.
Oh no, my mic is hot, isn't it?
No intro, we're just doing it? All right. The DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts. The Seattle expansion draft is officially over, at least the picking part of it. And, there's still a lot of question marks out there. Some people are reporting that there might not be any trades, which doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But,
look, if you have all of that leverage,
yep,
and you're asking for the moon, great. You should.
Yep.
Somebody might give it to you. But if you get to the end of that process
and you haven't done anything,
and you have used that leverage to acquire zero draft picks or players, especially draft picks.
Draft picks especially, yep.
Where this is your chance. This is your golden opportunity to acquire a whole boatload of picks.
You've made deep mistakes.
You have royally botched your first job.
Yep.
And, like, Ron Francis was notoriously difficult to deal with.
Sure.
As Kane's GM. As a guy who just didn't trade very much. He wanted to very clearly win deals.
He set his lines and didn't budge.
Or
yeah.
He wouldn't make deals.
Yep.
And look, this is purely speculative based on just what is being put out there now. But there's one, it would be unfathomable that they made zero deals.
I can't. There's no universe where they pick players like Gavin Bayreuther,
Tyler Pitlick,
and not have some kind of deal in place,
right?
You had
Christian Fisher right there for $1 million.
You cannot possibly believe that that's the player that helps you the most from those teams, right?
Well, and even if you're just like, look, there were some teams we didn't want guys from. You couldn't have picked Max Domi and found a single taker for him?
Exactly.
On a one-year deal where you could retain salary? Easily just be like, okay, somebody has to want something for him.
Right.
You decided that the best route for you was Gavin Bayreuther?
Makes no sense.
An organization that left James Van Riemsdyk and Voracek
available.
Exposed.
You took some guy's name that I don't know and can't pronounce.
You picked a made-up human being. You created a player, used a random name generator, filled in the blanks for all of his attributes and moved on.
Well, nonsense. It's nonsense.
And that's one of the organizations they should have had
a quality option from.
Specific insight into because of Dave Haxtell, because of the Haxtell connection there.
Exactly.
They should have been able to pull somebody of quality from them. And
it's baffling.
Yeah.
It truly doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me at all.
There's no way they made no deals. If they made no deals, it's a huge failure by Ron Francis
from the
on
outset,
day one.
This team is already in trouble.
Because you look at this team on paper and you're like, well, this isn't a good hockey team. It's got a decent defense. Its goaltending could be good.
Could be.
Driedger and Vanacek could be something to Cord maybe, right? Like, we'll see. But it's more of a they bought high on two goaltenders in their mid-20s in shortened seasons with no previous track record. They bought high on both of those guys.
They did. They bought a lot of potential on their defense as well.
Well, and they bought and where they spent actual money, like Yanni Gourde, Jordan Eberle, like guys that are going into good. Jonas Donskoy.
Yep.
29 years old. Like, these guys are all guys who are entering their 30s. Mark Giordano is like 37.
They're veterans. And as you and I were talking about 10 minutes ago, their top line looks like it's going to be Yanni Gourde, Jordan Eberle,
And maybe
Donskoy, like Jared McCann, maybe over there, I guess.
Right.
That is not a very good first line in the NHL.
Did you really take McCann to play him at left wing?
Jesus, man.
I'm a little bit at a loss there.
It's not a good hockey team. It's just not a good hockey team at all.
It's a hockey team that if it's going to come, I mean, if it's even just going to make the postseason, you need massive steps forward by guys.
By most of the roster.
Yanni Gourde has to be a legit 1C. Yep. There's no longer a Braden Point, Anthony Cirelli, you know, taking some of the assignments there.
One of Jared McCann and Jonas Donskoy needs to be a 20-goal scorer.
Yeah.
Morgan Geeky needs to be what AJ thinks he is.
Yeah, exactly. Or Morgan Geeky needs to give me the ultimate flex.
Yeah, exactly.
The ultimate I'm right flex on that one, where I finally get to dunk.
And you have the same story on the defense, the Fleury brothers. Someone like Bayreuther, Jeremy Lauzon, all of these dudes that are like, can they break out at the NHL level with opportunity? And the answer isn't a surefire. Even
Jeremy Lauzon had a good year.
Even Vince Dunn needs to return to being a good hockey player.
Like Vince Dunn's got to, and where do you, when you get Giordano, Alexiak, and Larson.
Yep.
You just lock down half of your defense.
Where are you going to fit all those
veteran
dudes?
Guys.
Exactly. And allegedly signing Alexiak for 5 years.
So you want Dunn somewhere into that mix, I would assume.
You would hope so.
You want Lauzon into that mix somewhere, I assume.
So you have...
And then you want...
The Fleury brothers.
Right, the Fleurys? Morgan?
Bayreuther. You have... Yeah. You have five dudes fighting for one
roster
spot. Where
does Chalowski fit into
you
this?
Haven't even mentioned Chalowski. Good point. Yeah, there's no way they're not trading some of those dudes, right? It can't be. It cannot be. You're at the bottom of that drink there, bud. Gonna make it?
That was a lot of rum in the bottom of that drink. I got a double, and it was pretty strong.
That's
so I've kind of been working my way through it. And then I just started...
Yeah, we saw that. That's what exactly the face Seattle fans made after this expansion draft. They got to the end of this and were like, oh, no.
That was good stuff. Wow, that happened.
He survived it.
Yeah.
Trucked through, I guess. Look. I don't think we're going to talk about Seattle a lot if they don't make any trades. I'll put it that way. I think this is going to be a team at the bottom of the Pacific Division if they don't
make some moves. This is a team set up perfectly to compete for Shane Wright.
Exactly. Yep. Be real bad.
Like, and it's definitely a team that understands that they're not picking a defenseman number two on Friday.
Yep.
But they are also understanding that they can be a veteran, a solid veteran defense. They can ice one of those while they wait for the franchise center. I mean, and look, if they roll in, they take Matty Beniers, and then they get any of the three next year.
Yep.
Any of Wright, Savoie, or Lambert.
And their top six all of a sudden real good. Yeah.
All of a sudden you have the kid that they take next year, and Beniers is your 1 and 2C.
Yeah.
You have a solid defense. If they're right about the goalie plays, this turns around very quickly for them.
It does.
It's just a different approach than what we saw from Vegas. Now, granted, Vegas didn't have the second overall pick.
They were sixth, I think. They had the sixth pick.
If Seattle had the sixth pick right now,
it might look a little bit different, for sure.
I would feel differently about it because right now they can feel good. They either have a Matty Beniers pick in their back pocket.
Yep.
Or they've got maybe even an Eklund pick in their back pocket.
Sure.
If that's how it plays out, sure.
But
they know that they can get one of the top two forwards in this year's draft if that's how they want to go.
Yep.
And given the fact that they just committed to three, I guess they really only committed to two guys. They didn't really commit to Giordano.
It wouldn't surprise me if they committed to Dunn, though, right? Given that he's RFA status.
Yeah, I mean, I think given what the year that he just had, I would say that's a 1 year deal, right?
Like, but still, is their intent to sign him again after that? You know,
sure.
They have control over him. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, it's always weird when you talk about people like they have control over him.
I don't know.
Let's get into labor disputes and labor laws and how exploitative pro sports are.
Great, yeah.
Sounds like a super
definitely
fun combo.
Definitely everyone's favorite topic.
Yeah.
In any case, a lot of big questions about the team as it stands right now. A lot of big questions about what their plans are for the offseason as well. Because the assumption is they're going to have free agent targets. They're going to try and get a handful of pieces.
And, well, and with the defense they just built, Dougie Hamilton makes way less sense.
It does. It makes almost no sense.
Although, I mean, you put Dougie and Giordano and then Oleksiak and Larson as your top four, you have a pretty good...
That's a decent defense, for
sure.
And
then you have Vince Dunn and Jeremy Lauzon?
Yep. I guess.
I guess.
Pick your poison in that sixth spot. Guys. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Then we'll see. But that would be a pretty good start to a franchise right there on defense. The problem is that defense is built to win and compete right now.
Yes.
Those guys are all 28, 29,
they're not
30
getting
years
any
old.
Younger. Yeah. Geo's 37.
37. Like, you're not, you know, you get Brandon Tanev and Mason Appleton and...
It's just a weird hodgepodge. It really is.
You know, like you load up on like Tyler Pitlick and like just some
weird picks. Just weird. It doesn't feel like it meshes together very well.
Right. When you put it all and you look at it all on paper, it's kind of like you knew there were going to be holes, but some of these feel self-inflicted.
Yep.
Like
yep.
The guy that they took from LA is horrible. You know, you could have had Austin Wagner.
Any number of decent players.
You know, we talked about Athanasiou, Wagner, Kale Clegg. Like, at least you're talking then about there's some upside in those guys. Yeah. There's no upside in McDermott. He just sucks.
I don't know what to tell you on that one.
They avoided spending money. They committed themselves only to short-term deals, not very expensive deals. They're going to get to the cap floor easily,
except for Dort, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, but where is... where is that money going to go? Like, Dougie right. would make sense. But then again...
But Woody, yeah.
Dougie doesn't make sense if you're not going out and trying right. to and, compete right now.
You know, I mean, the reality is maybe we wake up tomorrow and Seattle's trades are all filtering in. But
Frank Cervelli just fires off a Twitter thread where he's like, Seattle trades.
Yeah. Next.
Goes on for 14 tweets.
Exactly, yeah. But
like a legendary thread,
the trading,
an all time great social media moment, the dunk of daddy dunks.
But that's the thing, is it feels like it's going to take something like that if Seattle wants to be competitive
it
in
does.
This coming year. So either a lot of work left to do for that hockey team, or they might just not be very good.
Yeah, and maybe this is why they weren't able to come to terms with a guy like Gabe Landeskog, because he looked at
who else
they were
taking and was like, that team sucks.
And he's like, okay, so I'm going from playing with Nathan MacKinnon to having to be Nathan MacKinnon?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm good,
take
actually.
A pass on that.
Yeah, I'll sign with the Islanders where I get to play with Matt Barzal.
Probably won't touch too much on that show, but... we do need to shout out Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. I got myself Breck Brew right here. Jump on it. Delicious stuff. Can't recommend it enough. If you're not a beer person, they also have Good Company Seltzers, which are fantastic. Highly recommend you check
you
them out.
Them.
You can find them with
they're
the Breck Beer
find,
Locator
man.
Online,
even
my guy.
That, even that. They're hard to
they
find.
They do brother. Sell quick. They do are, sell yeah. out quick. It's
I
true.
Tried. I tried to take Seltzies up to Canada last time. I went to 6 liquor stores in the 12 hours before I left town, and I used the Breck Beer Locator, and by the time I had got there,
they were sold.
They were out of Celsius.
So
the store carried them? They were just out of them,
If
man.
You find them, buy them, is what we're saying. Get them quick while people you still
are,
can.
People are hard up for the Celsius.
All right. Yeah. So get on it. Jump on it while they're still available near you. Also brought to y'all by DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, if you haven't joined, right now is the best time. You can bet $1 and win $100 if the United States of America wins any medal at the Olympics.
That seems likely.
Any medal. Not any gold, even. Any bronze medal will get you $100.
I've been told that the United States' success at the Olympics is not a big deal because both our population and the amount of money that we put towards it.
Okay.
That was what I said. I was like... I don't know about you, but I'm still going to enjoy swimming in all them medals.
Yeah. Like, sorry, your country doesn't spend as much money as we do to win gold. I don't know.
Look, whatever excuses you guys need to make up north about how much you don't care about the Summer Olympics, make them.
Y'all suddenly care a lot when they're playing hockey at the Olympics. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you have an identity, right? Like, they care a lot about the hockey and the curling.
True. Curling is dope, though.
Dude, curling kicks ass.
I love curling.
I got so hyped on curling in the last Olympics.
So there, right there, go bet on curling at DraftKings Sportsbook. Easy money to be made if you're in the know, all right?
Yeah.
Or do what I did and just bet on the hottest team.
Hottest in what way? Like
physical attractiveness.
Oh, I was going to say, you went and like looked all of them up and you were like, all right, well, they fine.
Great Britain's team in 2012.
Oh, my God.
Was a smoke
show. I know
show.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Look, there's nothing wrong with the... We talk on this show all the time about how hot hockey players
it's
are.
It's true.
Okay? It's fine if occasionally we're also like, Great Britain had a smoking hot women's curling team 10 years ago.
Yeah. Look...
they were also great curlers. They were in the freaking Olympics.
Half the reason I bet on Landy to score is because he's a smoke show, too.
Oh, my
so,
gosh,
like,
man.
Fair is fair, all right?
You know, if he leaves, though, he's overrated.
Still hot, though.
No, overrated.
No, still hot, though.
Not, no longer an Adonis. What's a step below Adonis?
Demigod? I don't know.
All right, well, that still sounds pretty good.
Doing all right for himself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, now I'm a demigod? All right, guys.
In any case, head on over to DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet $1 to win $100 on the Olympics if the U.S. wins a single medal. You can also bet on all sorts of other sports. Check them out. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Please use the DNVR code when you sign up for a new account to get that amazing deal. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Oh, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800. Is 522-4700? I think that's correct. 422-5700? Is it that way?
I don't know.
It's either 522-4700 or 4225. I think it's 522-4700. Pretty confident. Pretty confident. Also, when you win $100 from the Olympics, maybe buy an annual membership to DNVR with that money. It's not even the full hundo.
Our guy Sasha bought one today. He had also won a $15 gift card, and he put that towards his year-long membership.
There you go. It's so, like $40 at that point.
Yeah, and then he was downstairs. He was downstairs not drinking normie beers.
Drinking adventure beers?
He was drinking member beers.
There you go. The 22-ounce beer. You also get a free shirt with an annual membership, access to the DNVR lounge, where you can yell at us about crazy things happening in the hockey world.
I'll dunk on you.
He will dunk on you. It's true. Yeah.
Don't think that I won't. But I'll also dunk on me when I'm dumb. So,
dunking is always allowed in the DNVR lounge.
We're big on it. Really, online hockey conversations are just dunk contests.
Mostly dunk contests, for sure.
That's all it is.
But yeah, sign up. Support us. We appreciate it very, very much as well. We appreciate the super chats, too. We're working on the yacht fund. So.
Yes.
Might have to take a stipend out for the internet fund.
Yo, saw that $155 million yacht you posted yesterday and was like, bro, you just added like...
Yeah, 22 might not be enough.
You just added like 6,000 years to us, our timeline, to get that yacht. We went from 22 million, which suddenly sounded attainable, to 150.
Relatively.
It did well when you compare it to 150.
I didn't even post. There's one out there that was like $1 billion yacht, and I was like, we'll skip over that
one.
So
I follow on Instagram. I follow an account that just posts $1 million houses.
Jesus.
And I was just looking at this, and I was like, do I want this, or do I want a $22 million yacht that I share with a bunch of people?
I told you, getting a home is better.
Is it, though?
I don't know. Wherever Z is where home
true.
Is.
If she's on the yacht, the yacht is home.
It doesn't matter how much it costs. That's what I care the most about. And if we happen to be on a $22 million yacht,
that's
my
home,
life
baby.
Has taken a super dope-ass turn.
You're doing all right at that point.
A super dope-ass turn.
Thank you for the super chat, Jacob. Yeah, Pierre LeBrun saying, if there are trades, they will be announced tomorrow around 1 Eastern. So I'm sure we'll talk about them on tomorrow's show.
When we do our mock draft.
Yeah, our mock entry draft.
Yes.
Which could be a wild one, so be sure
I'm
to tune in tomorrow.
I'm expecting it to get weird.
Yeah.
Yes, for Walsbeck going second overall?
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Not if I'm picking second.
Well, we're going to have to divvy those up.
Yeah, exactly.
For that reason, exactly. I did we did a co-GM thing once. We did it well. We came up with a
I feel like we did pretty okay. Yeah.
I like our team more than the one they just built.
True. Could be worse. Okay. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. There is Avalanche in that name, so let's talk about Jonas Donskoy.
Gonna miss the donkey.
Donskoy getting picked by Seattle, obviously. He's gone. This isn't any big shock. This isn't any big surprise. He was one of two guys that everyone had kind of earmarked on the forward side for the Avs to get picked. Sounded like it might be Confer a couple days ago, but it ended up being Donskoy. I mean, realistically, let's first look at what the Avs lose in this player.
I have his stats.
Beautiful. Bring up his stats. That's exactly what we need. Give us a second to pull up the stats here, chat. But first off, they lose the $3.9 million cap hit, which is a plus. They're going to have a little bit more room to do whatever it is they want to do this offseason, whether that be internal or external. That much more money freed up. Him plus Graves, basically $7 million in cap that they freed up by moving out these two players. There you have Donskoy's stats, 51 games in the shortened season, 31 points, with a career-high 17 goals. In an 81-game season, this dude is automatic 35-point guy, basically.
Two highest goal-scoring seasons have come in Colorado.
Yep.
Absolutely part of that is the supporting cast.
For sure,
also,
for sure.
His two highest shooting percentage seasons came in Colorado.
Yep.
Analytically, he cratered as an Av.
His play driving numbers were non-existent, basically.
Right. But his finishing numbers through the roof.
Yep.
So, completely different statistical profile
than leading
up
to
Colorado
it. Yeah.
Than what he was with the Sharks.
Yep. And I think
I have no idea what to make of that.
Well, and especially this last year too. This is a lot of Avs, but he fell into that category of being particularly streaky.
Oh, my God. Well, he was always streaky.
Right, but it was to the extreme.
He went that one year where he went like 40 NHL games in a row without a goal scored or something as a Shark. Where it was, and then he showed up in Colorado, and we were all like,
this dude scores at will.
How does this guy, how did this guy go half of a season without any goals? It's crazy, man.
And then he scored like 8 goals in 1 week this year and then didn't score again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you remember the first game that had fans back at Ball Arena this year? 3 goals in the first period.
Yep. And then it stopped going in for him.
Yep.
But
I don't know what soccer league this is, but defensively, these teams are horrible.
It's got to be MLS, right?
It's not.
The USL. Oh, God.
Yeah. Because San Antonio and New Mexico. And I'm like, anyway,
in any case,
yeah.
Look, Donskoy is not a piece that you can just replace, right? There is hope that players in the AV system can become that.
Pre-last year, JT Compher could maybe do it.
But he's already in the lineup.
Right, but I'm talking, I mean, if you move him from the spot he had last year into
Donskoy's spot, sure.
And he produces like he has in the past, you've effectively replaced him. And then all you have to do is replace the fourth line version of Compher.
Sure.
Which Logan O'Connor is there.
Pretty easy.
And we fully expect Mikhail Maltsev and Andreas Vingerli to get opportunities.
Yeah.
And then prospects, who knows, right?
Right.
Beyond that.
Sure, whatever, yeah. But so is that, is that it? Do you expect the Avs to not be seriously invested in external moves?
No, I think they're going to go. I think they're going to be aggressive.
Ignore everything about Landeskog for the moment.
Okay.
Are they going to be aggressive with their depth forwards?
Yo, if I'm reading that correctly, Logan O'Connor's not better than JT Compher.
That is just not true.
Yeah.
Logan O'Connor's great in his fourth line role, but
like, and we all like him, and
there's a hard ceiling there.
Right,
yeah.
But and you remember, like, he played a bunch of games
up in the lineup and it was not pretty. Yeah.
Well, and like, do you also remember last year before the postseason when he came in at the end of the Dallas series and looked really good?
Yeah.
And he had like 19 games in the Avs and he had 2 goals.
Yep.
And it was just, and he just doesn't do anything offensively.
Right. The reality
in
is
a lot of his
it's
games.
It's not going to be very productive, and that's why he's the fourth liner. Like,
yeah. I can barely read the chat.
Yeah, I can't.
That one was lucky because it was all initials,
all capital.
And I assumed, it was the greater sign.
Yeah, right.
I was just guessing on it, but yeah. Anyway, point is, they're going to need them both.
Yep, for sure. My question is, do they add? Because you already mentioned wing early opportunities, maybe count opportunities. Are there realistic targets in free agency for their depth forwards?
Yeah. I mean, if they don't have a Landeskog, then they have to switch gears to trying to get the upside plays.
Sure.
The Mikhail Granlunds and the Jaden Schwartzes and the Blake Colemans, where they have to try and be like, okay, we're going to give this guy a deal, and we're going to put him in a bigger situation than he's ever been in his career. And we have to just hope that that goes well. And my response, if Landeskog were to go, get Saad, bring Saad back, put him in the Landeskog role, and then get Jaden Schwartz especially, or Mikael Granlund if he's down for it.
I'd prefer Granlund to Schwartz for sure.
Certainly health-wise,
yeah.
You would. And then just see if that guy has a revival next to Kadri and Burakovsky, and you know, and then maybe switch things up as you go, whatever. But
obviously there's going to be some fluidity, yeah. Sure.
But that would be my approach.
Okay.
You take the $7 or $8 million that you're trying to give Landeskog right now, and you kind of divvy that up.
Give a chunk of it to Saad and the leftovers to another solid piece with opportunity. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, maybe you explore a trade.
Sure.
Maybe you try and, you know, you don't want to do, I don't know. You don't want to like, okay, we responded to Landeskog leaving by further depleting assets and going to get Philip Forsberg, right? And then he's only here for 1 year and then he leaves.
Right. You
can't come to contract agreement with him and he goes into free.
Yeah, you're looking at, like, look, this might be a little bit of fantasy land, to be clear, but if you're going to make a trade, you would go out and get a big piece that you have control over, like a Tkachuk or Reinhardt, something like that.
That's exactly how you'd have to do it. I've seen a lot of people suggesting Reinhardt to play center, and I just...
Mm-mm.
You got to be more familiar with what he did in Buffalo.
He's a wing. Don't get him to play center.
Right. That's not your Kadri replacement that you think it is.
Like, in my head, if they were going to go get Reinhardt, the play was always, you get Reinhardt, and you believe in Alex Newhook.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you call up Calgary and see what you can do to pry open Elias Lindholm.
Sure. But yeah,
the problem is that you're pretty much downgrading no matter what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Spending money.
Right. You still have to pay somebody.
And I'm the one that's talking about you need a new captain and you need, I hate this conversation. We'll
right.
talk about it next week if the guy leaves.
My point was ignore Landeskog and look at the depth here because they're losing Donskoy in this expansion.
Donskoy is gone.
Yeah, right. They have lost him. He's gone.
Right.
That
should be a yellow card, son.
Big
didn't
flop.
Even try and play
flop
the,
city.
Didn't even try to play the
flop
ball.
Flop city.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. The other ticket here, and we talked about this a little bit already, but the Avs moved out Ryan Graves because it was Seattle's original target in the expansion draft.
There's no way he flopped that.
I didn't even watch it back. I just wanted to play devil's advocate, to be honest.
Okay.
The defense is a little bit easier for the Avs, right?
Yeah, you signed Ryan Suter.
Okay.
At this point, right? Like, the other options are you're just like, are there any other options out there off the top of your head that you're interested in?
Not really. Given that Seattle went out and got both Larson and Oleksiak.
Those are the two guys. Yeah. Larson was especially the guy to, like, Larson next to Sam Girard was perfect.
There was, I can't remember who it was. There's one other option that's out there still, I think, but that I thought was interesting. Oh, right. It's because, never mind. We don't need to talk about it on this show because AJ is just going to get mad. I still like Montour.
Oh. Okay. We don't need to waste time on bad players.
But if you could get him on the cheap, I mean, come on.
Right. Sure.
In any case, the more interesting free agent defensemen are gone, besides Suter.
Oh, Edler was the other one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The age actually works for me with both Edler and Suter because it basically guarantees that they won't go too long.
Yeah. Won't like, take up someone else's spot kind
well,
of thing.
More like you know that it's going to be like a 2 year deal.
I wouldn't give a 2 year deal to either of those dudes right now if I was the Avs.
It would depend on what the AAV is. If it's like $2 million, dude, I'm doing it. Sorry, I'm doing
nope,
it.
Nope, I wouldn't. It'd be 1 year at $2 million for me.
If you're comfortable losing the guy at that point and you won't go beyond 1 year, then
I'm comfortable. Yeah.
Like then the next conversation is what you do. I mean, what do you do there? Because then it is like,
I mean, I'm perfectly okay with YOLO the boys.
I mean, I'm good. I'm assuming Byram and Timmins are in this lineup, bro.
Yeah.
My problem is that I think EJ's hurt to start the year. He's not healthy right now. So for me, I'm not penciling him at the start of the season to be healthy. Okay. So he's losing. That's the spot I'm trying to fill.
So
is Eric Johnson.
I mean, I guess that's the question. Like, if you get to the start of the year and EJ's out 2 weeks, EJ's out a month, EJ's out a year.
We don't know that.
I know. I get it. I do.
You've got to do something.
But
and even when he comes back, are you really relying on him to continue to stay back?
I mean,
no, come on, man.
Can Chat's favorite player be your sixth D?
No.
No? No Jacob Mack?
No.
As the sixth D? Not doing
they
it?
They would see him. It would be every night, and then everybody would, the shine would wear off.
I don't disagree with you, but.
And it would turn into what it always turns into with 6D. This guy's a plug. Get him off the team. Fire him into the sun. Sakic's an idiot. How could they decide to do this? Whose evaluation was this? This is so bad. LMFAO, how could they continue to let this guy play when they've got four other randos that could reasonably botch the same opportunity?
Okay. What about the true YOLO?
I don't know what the true YOLO. No. I'm not putting Justin Barron in my lineup.
No, you're not doing it?
I'm not putting Justin Barron in my lineup.
Okay. All right.
Not on opening night.
Just testing the waters.
Not on opening night.
Just testing the waters.
I would
JB.
Be open to it as the season wore on, especially when Connor Timmins finds a way to get himself hurt again.
Especially if he plays well in the AHL kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has to. That's a prerequisite. He has to play well in the AHL. If he plays like garbage in the AHL, I'm not giving him chances.
Just thought I'd check.
I'm open-minded to Barron coming up later, but anytime we talk about that, it never happens because then they're like, okay, well, now we're playing for playoff spots and we're playing for first place, and then like suddenly the games are too important. And
you have Justin Barron fumbling pucks in your defense.
You're right, and you're Jared Bednar's like, look, I need to get past the second round in order to keep this job, and I'm not going down swinging with this kid that may or may not have it on any given night.
Yeah.
You know, the Avs are done developing in the NHL.
Pretty true at this point. Okay. We can take our second period break as we are brought to you all, beautiful people, by the Ball Corporation. Head on down to Ball Arena. All those beautiful aluminum cups you get. A lot of aluminum cans. Oh, okay, look at that. Ball Arena brings ball goal in net. Easy life. I assume you're rooting for San Antonio.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, all right. In any case.
San Antonio, great city. Albuquerque, I lived in Albuquerque for a while. If it's Santa Fe, then I'm definitely rooting for San Antonio.
Okay.
But if it's Albuquerque, I'm...
Santa Fe?
I'm torn, yeah.
All right.
Screw Santa Fe. Albuquerque for life.
Well, instead of going to those lame states, stay here. Go to Golden. Get yourself a job with the Ball Corporation.
And find a housing situation that you can't afford because Colorado, baby!
True, but hey, Ball does at least pay you a livable wage, so that helps quite a bit when it comes to that category. I think they're hiring multiple hundred people for their can plant here in Colorado, but they also do work with things like aerospace, tracking resources here on Earth, so be sure to check them out. You can go to ball.jobs.com, or you can also text Golden to 77222 to get hooked up and apply for a job with Ball Corp. Speaking of a corporation that is all about balls, Manscaped can take care of your balls.
I was really waiting for a curveball there.
No.
No pun intended. I was really waiting for you to be like, Breck Brew, like...
No pun at all on this one.
Breck Brew goes balls out with how good their beers are or something, and...
Look, if you are going to not Ball Arena for the Avalanche, but if you're going to the Thunderdome of Ball Arena, where balls face off against each other, you better make sure they're Manscaped. That's all I'm saying.
This is weird.
You have to look good. So get the Perfect Package 4.0. Get 20% off with code DNBR. And you can get the Lawnmower 4.0 to trim up all the hair you need, whether it be on your junk or anywhere else on your body. They have you covered. They also offer things like breath mints, deodorant, and people love balls. It's fine. They just want to soak in the balls. You can mute me to let them soak it in.
Wait, that was just motion in the ocean motion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That was unnecessary. It was more subtle, but way more unnecessary. I was on board with this part of it, and then it got weird.
In any case, you support us with Manscaped if you're going to buy their products. Use the DNVR code. Let's get into the third period of this podcast here. AJ.
That's how I feel.
Do you think
yes.
Seattle will be competitive this year?
We need to see a lot more about that forward core.
All right.
We need to, as currently constructed, no.
Okay. I would agree, but we're assuming there's more to come, yes?
There's got to be, brother. There's got to be. There's no way they're paying $55 million to watch that team go out there and just lose.
Going
to
have a lot of unhappy fans with that
3-1
team.
3-1 every single night. Because they, right now, as currently constructed, they are going to struggle to score.
I'm looking forward to it, honestly. I'm excited for the first time the Avs play Seattle.
Yeah. I'm excited to know where I get to go on Christmas because the schedule release tomorrow.
True. You get the schedule release on ESPN tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm excited. Seattle and Colorado, when do they play? Where do they play first?
Yeah, is it in Colorado?
Do I get to go to Seattle in the fall or the spring? Do I get to go at all? Like, what's the deal?
Don't know. That's the big question. I will say, we talked about this on the live watch long as well. I'm not sure if we were live or if we were having trouble at the time, but...
Yeah, it's hard to know.
Props to everyone in Seattle's design team.
Oh, yeah.
I think the way we put it is they did everything right that Vegas did wrong when it came to things like logo and jerseys and design.
The colors, the color scheme, the logo, the backup logo, the jersey design, everything about it.
Very, very good. Very, very good stuff. So excited. I know our boy Eddie's, who's up here with us, already has Seattle merch. So
I'm looking forward to getting a hat.
The hat is nice. Yeah. Can confirm. The hat looks good. So
I keep adjusting this one because I'm just uncomfortable.
Just keep turning it. Yeah.
Someone said you put your hat backwards, and that means it's time to get to business.
There you go. AJ's about to go to work here.
Yeah. About to go get some caffeine to perk me up a little
bit. True enough. It's been a weird day.
Yeah, it's been a disappointing day.
NHL botched it on this one, I think, for sure.
The show was not interesting at all. Imagine how different that watch-along goes.
If you don't know who's picked already.
If we're sitting here, is it Kampf or is it Donskoy?
Yep.
That 0.5% of people who thought there was a possibility it would be freaking Jacob McDonald.
Well, and you get... Like, we already knew it was coming, but you get through the Atlantic Division and you don't know the picks and you're like, this team sucks, bro.
You're like, what is this defense that they're building? Are they building a defense or a next-gen roster of matadors? Yeah. What the hell is this?
So, yeah, really weird to me that they didn't treat it like the entry drafts where... You have them select the player they want 2 minutes before they announce it. Like
straight up. I mean, even if they had just released the list as the show was going
right,
live,
that would have been fine.
Yep.
But instead, they
and
had
they could
them
have still
it.
Contacted all those players and been like, "Hey, we're picking
just
you.
To let you know, right?
Like, we're picking you. Don't tell anybody, but get on that airplane, son.
Yeah.
Wear a mask, please. Get vaccinated. Make good choices.
Don't get called a pussy.
I mean, I'm not in control of that one.
In any case, and we talked about, someone asked about this too. We're still super hyped on the NHL being on ESPN.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Despite this show not being particularly interesting.
They did what they could, but when it got spoiled, it was like, all right. Well.
What are you going to do? Yeah. So maybe they'll make up for it with the schedule tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know. But Seattle... Expect a lot more moves tomorrow morning, I would say. Or I guess afternoon if you're on the East Coast.
Who do you want the Avs to open the season against? It can't... I mean, Vegas and Seattle are starting, so it's probably not Vegas. Is it anybody but Minnesota at this point?
Ask again after Landy signs with someone.
Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, like he signs with like the Blackhawks, and you're like
game one in Colorado, yeah. Like, woo, woo. Be interesting to say the least, but
be curious what the reception to him would be if he's. Let's just say if the salary demands remain in that 9 to 10
he'll
ballpark,
he'll still get cheered, man.
I think he'd lose a few people along the way if the money is that
high. I think he would lose some of the diehards, but on the whole, like Stastny got cheered when he came back, and it's a similar-ish situation. I think he'd get a pretty big cheer.
I also think that Landy's side has done a good job leaking enough information.
Yeah.
That makes the team look bad in every light that they've won the PR war.
Landy's side definitely played the PR game better. I would say that for
the
sure.
Avs, I mean, the Avs don't.
They never do. They never do, yeah.
Look.
It's just how they operate.
It's just not a thing that they dip their toe in, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't want to think about it right now.
Yeah, we're going to think about that as Landy signs with the Avs and they're playing at home against literally anyone.
I don't know what I'm going to do when he's an Islander.
Just cry and be the happiest you've ever been at the same time?
It's like retribution for the Devontaeves thing.
Revenge. Whatever the inverse of the face you made when the Avs trade for Taze will be your reaction.
It's the same face. It's just a little more horrified after effect.
The breakdown afterward, yeah.
And then I just wear a Landeskog jersey, an Islanders Landeskog jersey on the next
every
pod.
Single show for the next week.
I almost wore my Islanders hat in here and then was like,
So I guess the big takeaway from this expansion draft is it's not over yet. There's a lot more to come from this.
We have to see what's next, dude, because this team sucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a blood Pacific division, they were in the catbird seat to put them either in a second or third spot easily.
If they wanted to be. Yeah.
And really, they're not there right now.
They did not target it
as of right now.
Surely, yeah.
I would still be comfortable with, obviously, Vegas, but Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah, I mean, pick whatever middling team for that third spot, right? I can't read that, man. I find it funny how all fans forget the aspect of free agency. This is always what happens if they sign back or not.
The negotiating through the public.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, look, the reality is there's no doubt that some of it is posturing, but...
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
How much of it is posturing, how much of it is legit, impossible to say until the dude signs, right? In any case, final thoughts here, AJ, on Seattle, this expansion draft. Any, are you thinking next expansion draft is coming home?
I think that's a relocation.
You think relocation to Houston is coming? Yeah.
I think that's more likely than another expansion. They would need an owner that wants to do it and has a facility. Because that's why the Arrows left, is that the guy who owned the Rockets hated.
Didn't want anything to do with it.
Hated having to share the arena with the Arrows.
Yeah.
And so he made their rent.
Priced them out, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
He made the rent exorbitant and was like, oh, well, they left. What can I do? Money bags, money bags. And, you know, so we'll see. I would love it, though. I mean, Houston, you don't think of it as a hockey city, but it's got a hockey history. Like, Gordie Howe played that, you know?
Like AHL kind of things.
Like, they have a hockey history going back to the 70s. This is the longest that it's been without a pro hockey team forever. So it's really quite disappointing that it's in the state that it is right now. And I would love it if the next expansion was to Houston. That'd be great.
I'm going to be honest, Allie. I don't know why you sent me these, but thank you.
Just in case you need them for a video.
All right. Great. Appreciated. I guess that's about it.
Let's get out of here.
Seattle's going to do something tomorrow. I'd bet my house on it.
I'd be willing to... I'm guessing 5-8 is the final number.
Wouldn't surprise me, yeah.
Love you too.
I bleep and love you guys. DNVR for life. Thank you, MJH. Much appreciated. Say hi to Zach for us.
Wish Ellie a happy birthday.
Dude, word,
happy birthday.
Word on the street is Ellie's got a lot of booze to drink tonight, so I don't know. Yeah, look at all that tequila. If you're watching this from the bar, which I doubt you are, but if you are, we're about to come hang out. There you go. Look at all that drink. Delicious. Thank you, chat, for hanging out, especially those of you stuck with us through the technical difficulties of the live show. I blame Steve Dangle and him stealing all of YouTube's bandwidth. In any case, we're out of here. We hope to see you tomorrow. We'll be doing a live entry draft mock, probably talking about whatever Seattle does tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do turbo round because yeah. We'll have a lot of stuff to
yeah, exactly. Well, quick picks for sure. 30 seconds on the clock.
We should totally have a draft clock.
Hell yeah.
That would be fun.
Got to make them decisions snap.
Get Kale to make a clock.
Countdown?
Yeah.
In any case, we hope to see you there. Until next time, we will talk to all of y'all later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.